Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. We had laid forth the principle that when it comes to vegetables, the year to which they belong depends on the time of Lakita when you pick them. The previous Mishnah had an exception to that rule, based on if you stopped watering certain vegetables 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Here in Mishnah Yud, we have another exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is, as I've actually mentioned a couple times already, is that if one doesn't pick a fruit, but it was fully ripened and ready to go and is actually spoiling without being picked, it belongs to that year, even though you didn't pick it till the subsequent year. So our case here in Mishnah Yud is Hadaluim Shekiman Lazera. You have gourds. A gourd, if you don't know, is kind of like, think of like a pumpkin, something like that, or a squash, it's a first cousin. So you have these and you're being mekayim them, you're maintaining them, not because you want to eat the gourd, but rather Lazera, you want the seeds to plant, you know, have seeds for planting future gourds. And that being the case, you don't care that they're sitting on the vine and like starting to spoil. What happens is the gourd will dry out and become inedible. So if the gourd begins to dry out on the previous year and the year before Shemitah, it will belong to that year. As the Mishnah says, Im hukshu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they already start to harden and become inedible before Rosh Hashanah, v'nifsalu ma'oichel adam, and they become no longer eligible for human consumption, pasul, they've been ruined, meaning they're too hard to eat now. So that being the case, they become six-year produce, because they ripen that six-year, even though you haven't picked them, because they were ready and are even spoiling in the six-year, and therefore mutl kaimen b'shvius, you can keep those gourds on the vine into the Shemitah year, it's no problem, and those seeds can even be used for subsequent planting in the future, etc. No problem. But ve'im lav, if the gourds hadn't yet turned to the point where they've been hardened and become inedible in the sixth year prior to Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, then asur l'kaimen b'shvius. You can't let the gourds sit around and harden up on the seventh year because they'll be Shemitah produce, and they're usher to eat, and you can't even keep them because you're keeping them for these seeds. What you're doing is you'll have Shemitah produce, and it's forbidden to use them for seeding. And that being the case, the whole thing is forbidden, and they carry the regular Shemitah restrictions, so that's no good at all. As for the other little growths, the Mishnah calls them tamarot, some kind of buds that come on the end of the gourd plant, hatamaro shalahem, those buds, asuras b'shvias, since those are budding only in the Shemitah year, they're for sure forbidden in Shemitah, regardless of whether or not the gourd itself had hardened before or after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah is a new point here. We're talking about watering fields on and around Rosh Hashanah. So you'll recall that there were four Isuri Daraisa, four things that are specifically forbidden during the Shemitah year. Maybe plowing is the fifth, but certainly watering is not on the list. There's no Isur Daraisa to water. At most, it's a Durabun. And that being the case, where plants need watering, we're going to be very lenient. And we're going to say that the Mishnah says here, Umarbitzin ba'afar lavan, one may sprinkle water to water the plants in an afar lavan, in a white field, and it's growing. Divrebi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you could do that. And we're talking about either, says the Bar Tanura, we're talking, let's say, vegetables that are growing prior to Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. So we say the vegetables are going to go after the year they're picked. So if you pick a vegetable in the seventh year, it will have Kedushas Shvius. But we're saying here, if this vegetable needs water to grow properly, you can water it in the sixth year, so you'll have, you know, well-grown vegetables in the seventh year. Those vegetables will, of course, be Shemitah vegetables if you pick them only in the seventh year, but that's okay because the Isser Sfichen, the prohibition against, aftergrowth since they grow wildly, which we've explained a few times already, the Rush anyways explains, the ninth parak, that there's no restriction of Sfichen on vegetables that began to grow and were evident that they were growing prior to the Shemitah year. In other words, it's evident to all those who have grown from before Shemitah, they were growing from before, they weren't planted on Shemitah, and therefore vegetables that started growing before Shemitah are permissible on Shemitah. So one may water these vegetables that need it in the sixth year leading up to Shemitah. It's not a problem, even though they're going to be Shemitah produce. That's fine, just have to eat it with Kedusha. And the same will go on the far side, meaning if you have things that are growing in the seventh year, but you won't be eating them till the eighth year, those vegetables will not have Kedusha Shvius, because when you pick them in the eighth year, you already passed Shemitah year, and again, we go after the time of picking. So we're saying, according to Bar Tanura, you may water such vegetables in the Shemitah year. So you'll have vegetables to eat after Shemitah. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, and that's the halacha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oser. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, you can't water plants in the Shemitah year, but the halacha does not follow him. Finally, we have another case here, and this is the case of rice. We mentioned rice earlier in the parak. We said that rice is one of those four exceptional plants where we go after the time that they take root. So now we're talking about rice that took root in the sixth year and now is growing in the seventh year, and it'll be food we're going to eat in the seventh year, and it'll be not have Kedusha Shvius because it took root in the sixth year. And the question is, when you are cultivating rice, the rice grows in a paddy, like a puddle of water, let's call it. And you have to sometimes mimares, like stir up the paddy to make sure that the water doesn't leak out, whatever the story is. So we're saying, yes, mimarsin ba'orez b'shvius. One is permitted to stir the rice paddy in the seventh year, the Shemitah year, because you're doing that to make sure that the rice doesn't die, and the rice has a sixth-year status because it took root in the sixth year. Reb Shimon Omer, aval ein mechaschin. Rabbi Shimon says, well, it may be okay to stir the rice paddy. You certainly can't clip the ends of the rice, and because that wouldn't be for protecting the rice, but rather to stimulate new growth, and to stimulate new growth or any growth in the seventh year is forbidden. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says you cannot do that, and the halacha indeed follows him. So while you can stir up the rice, you may not clip it on the Shemitah year.